This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Last one, boys. Pick a winner. Texas versus Ohio State.
Listen, we already know that Texas is weak because they're going to lose in week 8 against Kentucky. We already know this, right? I know Ohio State's going to be, you know, introducing a new quarterback here in Julian Sain, and maybe they're going to be coming a little too high because of the national championship they just won. But no, they're back into it. They're ready to roll. I think Sain's going to have a pretty good season. Always have great receivers to work with. No different this year. Jeremiah Smith might be the best in the country. Cardinal Tate has been there for a while and kind of been under the radar because of all the other receivers they've had there. They add a transfer tight end. Max Clair comes in from Purdue. He had a big season there. I just like Ohio State. This game's at Ohio State as well, correct?
Yep.
So it's an added feature. Arch Manning, there's going to be a ton of pressure on him. Texas is always good, but Texas doesn't necessarily always overwhelm. I thought last year they should have overwhelmed teams, and it just didn't happen. So I like Ohio State winning this game.
So, look, Texas's big challenge is that they are replacing 4 offensive linemen, and that's a huge challenge. The good news for them is Ohio State only has 3 returning starters on defense. So the question becomes, all right, Julian Sain as a new quarterback versus a pretty damn good Texas defense, and he's got weapons around him, or Arch Manning, who's breaking in a lot of new players around him versus a depleted Ohio State defense. I trust Manning and his experience more than I trust Sain at this point. It's a tough call, but I got a slight lean towards Texas.
Well, obviously, before Arch and Texas lose to Kentucky in week 8, he's going to have a hell of a season, Arch and Texas. So I got Texas over Ohio State. I think Arch Manning is the real deal. And even though they have a lot of, they don't have a lot of returning offensive linemen, Doug, he's got legs and he knows how to use them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look who's there. Little ZZ Top, and they're from Texas.
There you go. That concludes our first NIL live marching band animal mascot college football blitz thingy. Hey, FanDuel is giving you a reason to lock into college football season early. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if your bet wins. That's right, a $5 bet, any bet, and if you win, you walk away with $300 in bonus bets to use all over the app. You can use the bonus bets. Here's how you use the bonus bets. You just find a heavy favorite and bet them on the money line. You won't get a big return on your $5, but you pocket the $300. Do it that way. Make sure you opt in at the top. Thing about FanDuel is it's safe, it's easy to use, and when you win, you get paid instantly. No waiting around, no hassle, just straight to your account. So if you got a team, gut feeling, take it before kickoff. It's FanDuel.com/Doug to sign up and get started. That's FanDuel.com/Doug. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Just wanted to say one more thing about that Ohio State-Texas game.
Yeah.
Can't wait for it.
No,
right?
It's going to be a great game.
And I heard something earlier this week that the guys weren't thrilled that it was a noon kickoff for that game.
Who's the guys?
In the morning.
Oh,
sorry,
okay.
I should have. The Costa really wasn't happy that it was in the morning. And Greg was the producer. He was the one that kind of stood up for it being at noon. I don't have a problem with a huge game beginning at noon. I just want just make sure there's other huge games to be had during the rest of the day and on a Saturday night as well. We'll have one marquee matchup at night, too. It'd be great. This game, I feel like it's – college football is already under the radar, I feel. Like, because we're so focused on the Lions and locally with Michigan and Michigan State, you know, Michigan's kind of rebuilding here. Michigan State is trying to build off of what happened last year, which wasn't great, but hopefully they can vault that into – a much better season this year. The college football goes on the right. We got 1-2 on Saturday, man.
I know.
You got Arch Manning, who is the most talked about college football player in a long time, going to start against a new Ohio State quarterback who's got some great weapons, a Heisman Trophy winner, a Heisman Trophy candidate, to throw to. You mentioned I mean, this is an interesting case, right? Arch may not have great weapons around him, but the defense of Ohio State is kind of untested because they're not bringing back a ton of starters. But the starters they do bring back are in the secondary. So I think
Caleb Downs is elite. Sonny Styles makes plays all over the place. Yeah, it's going to be a really good matchup. Like I said, it was a slight shade, and it's based on the experience, and it's not like Arch Manning's taking a million starts. He's been kind of a spot used quarterback. But so there's two things about this, Gator. One is, I wonder if it has a little bit to do with the fact that college football has dramatically watered down its regular season. This game doesn't mean as much as it used to, because it would have been week one had postseason ramifications. And while it does, it just cuts down the margin of error for two teams that are projected to go to the college football playoff anyway. Right. I mean, it's a big game. I'm excited about it, but 15 years ago, a game had a lot more importance than it does today, because it was almost an elimination game. It wasn't necessary. You could recover from a week one loss against a great opponent, but it was really difficult. But that's, I'm not saying it's better or worse. I'm just saying that the regular season doesn't mean as much. That's one aspect of it.
Yeah. I guess for me, I don't know if I, as a college football fan years ago, even considered that to be part of the equation. Like, oh, well, this knocks him out of the national championship discussion. I was just geared up to watch a great matchup between teams at the beginning of the season. I never even thought about what it meant at the end of the year.
Well, I did. So that's one thing. Two is the noon kickoffs. I've been doing a little experiment and asking people how they feel about noon games and night games. And I'm going to tell you what I have discovered. And this is straight data that I didn't record in any way whatsoever.
Right.
If I ask you, what's your favorite start time, noon, 3:30, or night?
I have to put a caveat. Is it involve my team?
Yes.
Probably 3:30.
Okay. Because here's the response I got. If you are going to the game, more often than not, the people I talk to that were going to the game.
Yeah, that's another caveat. Yeah.
Hated night games.
Yeah.
If you do not have tickets to the game and you were just watching, you love night games.
Yeah.
And other than that, if you're going to the game, it's 3:30 or noon with maybe a slight shade towards 3:30, because you don't have to get up as early and you have longer time to pregame tailgate. But a lot of people like noon too. But I think there is a big divide between fans holding tickets and fans watching on television. And that doesn't mean it's everybody. Like I said, I didn't record the data, but I started asking more and more people, what's your preferred start time? And they would answer. And then I'd say, now, do you plan on going to the game? Or are you watching it at home? And there was a direct correlation. If you had tickets to the game, you didn't dig the night game nearly as much as those who don't have
yeah,
tickets.
It's like you got to go down a list. Okay, is it my team? Yes. Okay, is it a home game? Yes. Okay, am I supposed to go to the game? Yes. All that said, you know, noon or 12:30 over the night game every time. I don't want the night game. You know, it's just for me, and maybe it's different from Michigan State and Michigan based on how far the drive is, based on construction factors, based on what it's like to get out of that stadium and what time you're getting home, but and based on your age. The older you get, the more inclined you are to let's get this thing over earlier so that I can get home at a decent time, and I'd like to watch more football when I get home.
So what's interesting is the night games cut into the college party life scene. Like, you know, the...
Like if I'm a junior?
And you want to...
Living on a great house on MAC?
Yeah. You want to party? You know the barn? My son belonged to a fraternity. They had a barn that inside the barn was like a nightclub.
Nice.
And that thing, you know.
It's jumping?
Yeah, it is.
It's booming?
In full effect every Friday and Saturday night. But if there was a night game, it kind of cut back on it a little bit. But, you know, I hope that it doesn't. That's not too much of one or the other. It's funny because Ohio State fans are just livid about the noon games. Maybe not all of them, but they feel like they got parked at noon and hated being at noon all season long. It sounded like, I mean, in social media, there was a lot of people complaining about it. I'm a noon start guy, but I'm very selfish about it because it's work and I would like getting the work day over with and then enjoying college football. But, you know, I mean, this night game that Michigan's playing, I will get to watch the noon game. I'd rather it be inverted. Michigan, New Mexico at noon, Ohio State, Texas at night. But again, we're all speaking on our own behalf. And
that's
if you
right.
don't speak on your own behalf, who will?
That's right. And it's weird that both Michigan State and Michigan are playing night games in week one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And Michigan's playing a night game next week at Oklahoma. So hoping that there won't be too many of them. It was funny because I was... Just for the record, I was in the building yesterday and we were talking about a lot of scheduling stuff and stuff like that. And I said, you know, the most question I get asked more than anything else?
Michigan State.
What time's the Michigan State game going to kick off? And somebody who doesn't know, because it's not, you have no way of knowing, just said, I bet it's a night game. So that's just, you know, there's no way of knowing yet because it's just the games get selected down the road and it depends on how the teams are doing and it depends what other options are. There's like a draft from the networks that takes place. So
I just Googled this because I wanted to know the answer to the question. Looking ahead another week with the Oklahoma matchup. Because when I first think Oklahoma, what the first thing that comes to mind for me when I think Oklahoma is Keith Jackson.
Oh, okay. I think of that little Sooner, that Boomer Sooner.
The Chuck Wagon?
Yeah, the Chuck Wagon coming out. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
And then I start thinking about, you know, players and stuff, but Billy Sims and whatnot, and Barry Switzer. But so I was thinking, like, because I went to Keith Jackson, I'm like, did Keith Jackson ever get to call a Michigan-Oklahoma game? And then I realized...
They've only played once.
They've only played once.
The 1976 Orange Bowl. Michigan blew a 14-point lead against Ohio State in the last 2 minutes, lost the Big Ten, went to the Orange Bowl, and lost 14-6 when... One of the Selman brothers rolled up Rick Leach's leg and knocked him out of the game. And I think Mark Elzinga came in to quarterback them.
Savants. Michigan fans are savants. I've long maintained this more so than any other fan base that I've ever known. Michigan football fans are absolute savants. Every little deep. 1976. This is what popped up when I Googled history of Michigan versus Oklahoma football. Michigan and Oklahoma have played each other in football once, a 14-6 Oklahoma win in the 1970s.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Six Orange Bowl that secured the national championship for the Sooners.
Yep. I can't remember if it was Leroy or Dewey Selman, but one of the Selman brothers hurt Rec Leach. Alas. Feedback coming in regarding the live animal mascot NIL marching band thingy. Western Michigan, they will cover this 21-point spread against the Spartans. It's going to go down to the wire. They might even beat MSU. Sorry, Gator. It's from Adam and Warren.
I don't think you're sorry, but okay.
Will says, Gator jumping the shark there with North Dakota State. I loved it. Because I started thinking, I don't like plucking teams from other conferences. And so I'm looking at schools like and markets and schools in the AAU. And you know what I thought? Could Boston University make the jump to D1 and bring in BU? It'd be great for hockey. They could bring in the Boston market. But and Gator
Boston market.
Yeah, it all goes back to Boston Market.
Boston Market was so good. I'm not over it.
Nope.
I'm not over it.
You'll never be over it.
Never.
Hey, get your Burger King Impossible Whoppers quickly because everything Doug likes goes away. Gator went Nodak State to join the Big Ten.
Why not? You know, let's get them into Division I here. App State made that leap.
Yeah.
You know, they were killing it year after year after year after year. But what Nodak State has done is truly unbelievable as a program.
248
step it up.
248-539-9797. All right, we gotta talk about the move the Lions made this morning and the ramifications from it, because let's just say it felt like a validation. We'll get to that today at 11:05. As we await the waiver claims that come at noon. What is Brad cooking? He doesn't go down to 53. He goes down to 50, which means things are afoot. Any predictions on what it's going to be? Other than Za'Darius Smith. Everybody thinks it's going to be Za'Darius Smith, and it very well might be. But he's got two more roster spots, even if he brings in Za'Darius Smith. What do you think it is? 248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket.
Make Builders First Source your destination for professional window and exterior door installs.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.